I have Mr. Haldeman for you now, sir.
Oh, yeah.
There you are.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, any late developments after I saw you today? I understand I'm going to see Ehrlichman tomorrow on drugs, which
right.
is good.
Right,
good.
Ehrlichman and...
We had a very good meeting with Hoover and Ehrlichman.
Right, that's what John said.
Got a meeting planned for next week, and John's really right on the ball, and Krogh will get on it, and,
well, you,
and I'll stick it to Mitchell, and that's that.
Well, that's good. Then you've really got Coulson cranking on the other, you know, the follow-up on the police business, and we had, had a few things going. I guess he told you that...
No, I haven't talked to Coulson.
The other stuff was going on it, and he didn't know it, but...
Oh.
We'd had a...
Oh, it's checking, going how?
On the New York... case, and we've got some federal action going
good,
in it.
Good, good.
And got an awfully good story on the Star, lead story tonight on the economy, because the leading indicators are up again.
Oh,
so
good.
The lead headline is index still predicts upturn in economy, 6 months of increase for gauge.
So, good, about time.
So
the market still dribbles along. What happened to it today?
It was off 28 cents or something today.
Oh, nothing significant. Well, maybe it's reached a bottom.
Very minor drop, but just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it was, I don't think there was, let's see what the volume was.
That's right.
13 million shares.
The reaction to our trip, I think, has been quite good.
Awfully good, yeah.
I told Price that you ought to read that little thing I did for those editors, because it really will give a lot of these people a sense of, you know, while it's rambles and all that, it's a sense of perspective, which they really need.
Yeah.
Behold.
The Senate, you may have gotten the report on the Senate vote, the Hughes pay amendment was defeated, which is a monumental victory for us, because all of our analysis was that we weren't going to be able to beat it.
What does it provide?
That was the $2.7 billion pay increase.
Oh, yeah.
That was the way to try and kill the draft by
volunteer.
The so-called volunteer army. And they beat it. 42
Great.
To 31, which
Great.
Is a damn good vote.
Well, there's something. Colson's analysis, Bob, is that he really, I says, what the hell's happening? He thinks that our strong stand on NATO, the uniting of people, then followed immediately by the Soviet thing, while it may not have had public effect, he thinks it's had a massive effect on these senators. He's talked to Ed Brooke and others, and they're just afraid we may have something up our sleeve and they don't want to be on the wrong side.
I think that must
what do
be
you think?
It, because
I don't know.
We're just knocking these votes off one after another here that we thought we were going to have trouble with, or that, like this one, our guys were
I know.
Shooting, they thought they had that one lost.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And
okay.
they get a good vote on it, so... I think that kind of thing is very encouraging. Now the Senate will pretty much collapse, I think, after today. Getting ready.
I have a feeling we're right in putting the conference over now. You know, I think everybody's leaving, they're collapsing, they're leaving, and we wouldn't really hit them when they're listening.
Well,
you know?
I also checked, the Nielsen people say that their estimate would be a normal Friday night is about 31 million homes. A normal Tuesday night is 36 million homes, so Tuesday is better.
And this will not be too normal.
No, and they say this Friday night would be only 27 million. It'd be 4 million off of normal.
Yeah.
Right. So that's tremendous. That's 9 million homes. It's 20 million people.
Right. Okay.
So I think we are right to put it over.
Okay. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, sir.